Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OK, at 7:06. Happy Tuesday to you. What a day. It's a full day. We got a few guests. What are you doing right now? You okay?
I had to take my earrings off.
Oh, yeah, because of the headphones thing. Do they hurt? Here, I'll wear one for you.
Okay.
Are they clean? Or did you get your ear juice on these things?
I mean...
You got ear... Let me... Should I examine these while you... Is it okay to share these?
Yeah. I think that's my first show. You put my earrings on.
I think so.
On.
That's probably true. It seems like something I would do.
And now put your headphones on top of it.
Okay.
It hurts.
Yeah. We'll make it. Does it like? Do I look like Prince?
Yes, that's amazing.
Prince wore one, right?
Oh my gosh.
Prince wore one too, didn't he?
Yeah, he wore earrings from Ava Lily's boutique in downtown Cornelius.
This is it.
It is different. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I like it.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know about that.
It's just
you look cool.
It's just the left, though. That's the rule from the 90s.
You play like keyboard or something when you're in your suit.
I feel like I can play keyboard.
Yeah. Get a keytar.
Don't let this red shirt fool you. I got on today.
Keytar.
A keytar.
He's a guitarist.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't let this red shirt fool you. I got on. I'm just down to my last shirt in my laundry hamper. I don't have anything left, so I'm going to have to go see somebody about that. Hey, I didn't know you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire before.
I didn't know I was either.
I didn't realize that, but I was on my timeline yesterday, and I said to myself, I said, wait a second, what is this question here? I said, oh, I think I can answer this question. Wait a second, this is a conversation maybe not had. So Dragon Ball Z, the guy who invented it, he passed away. But Pokemon never was your thing. Obviously, I'm not talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Here it comes, $500,000. $500,000
question. Who wants to be a millionaire? Mamie and Regis. I found this clip in the archives online. Bill, roll it.
Let's play. Which of the following characters is not considered
Pokemon?
Many. Which one?
Jigglypuff.
For $500,000.
Frodo.
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Okay. Do you want me to answer? We want to see what he's going to say.
Well, this was you.
This is me.
This is what I envisioned.
I got to use the 50-50.
Got to use the 50-50 on this one.
Okay. Got to use
four
the 50-50.
Answers.
All right, fine. Sure, we can get that done. Computer, please take away
these are
two
some of the
answers.
Weirdest words I've ever seen.
Let's eliminate two. All that's left. Jigglypuff and Frodo.
Okay. What's a Jigglypuff?
$500,000. Listen to this guy's response.
Regis, as much as I'd like to go for the $1 million, I can't walk away. I can't leave $250,000 on the table. I don't feel good enough about this. I'm going to walk away.
Oh, my God. Here it comes.
Couldn't identify a Pokemon. Is this real?
Okay. Because I've read books, I know that it's Frodo because he's from Lord of the Rings. Now, it's possible that they could have thrown a Frodo in and I could have gotten it wrong. But of all the weird words up there, that's the one that I've heard before. So that's the one I would go with. Am I right?
Jigglypuff is the Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jigglypuff's Pokemon.
So I would have won $500,000. Give me my money.
He got there to $500,000. I don't want to take away the fact that he got to the point of getting to $500,000. But the fact that this was the question, like, so you go through all this steps to get to $500,000. And then this is that's something that would happen to me. That's like a move that would happen to me. I would quantum mechanics, I'll guess right on that. And then I get to name a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be wrong.
Pop culture stuff.
Just
get
gone.
Ya.
So I thought you'd like that because, you know, Pokemon's your favorite.
Let's play. Which of the following characters?
No, he said he can't risk $250,000. He did not win $500.
No, he did not take he did not
he
guess.
He didn't win the $500.
He was able to walk away at the $250,000 mark, so he walked away. He didn't want to risk it between Jigglypuff and Frodo. So he really didn't know two things. Let's play. He didn't know Pokemon or Lord of the Rings.
I'm saying, has he never read a book?
You got to the $500,000 mark. You have to have read a book.
He had to
have
known something.
This is, what was that, Slumdog Millionaire? Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was just all on life experiences.
Well, that's probably where my knowledge comes from, too.
Aligned.
I'm not sitting at home studying these things. It's just whatever pops.
How many children do you think were yelling at the television while their parents were watching this night?
Yeah.
Whenever that was
thousands.
Going on. At least. Thousands of people know who Jigglypuff is.
Jigglypuff!
My kid is so smart, we got to enter him onto Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He knew the answer to the $500,000 question. It's Jigglypuff.
Yeah, it's like when I sweep the Taylor Swift category on Jeopardy, I feel like the smartest person in the world.
That's a good one, too. Is Jeopardy, is that still doing okay? Do you watch that one still?
I don't. So, we used to watch it every night, like Rob and I and some friends when we lived in the condos right next door to here.
Long sound bite.
I was going to say, there's been just random sound effects behind us just as we maintain composure. We do hear that, by the way.
Yeah, we're not. I don't know what's happening.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like I was on a ship or something.
No, I got the point. Like, we were still on the show. We were definitely still on the game show.
But anyway, we used to watch it every night, like 7. I think it was 7.
6 or 7, because it's a combo. It's Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. I think it was Jeopardy and then Wheel of Fortune. So 7:30. So we would watch it, play cards, hang out. But no, I still don't have that live TV option. So no, I'm not watching it.
Oh yeah, so you can't watch right now.
But I watch the like the tournament they do on Hulu. They'll do like the Celebrity Jeopardy. Oh. Those are fun to watch.
Are they on demand at all? I thought I saw Jeopardy at one point is on demand somewhere.
Probably somewhere.
Alex Trebek sitting in front of a shout out.
Yeah. Have to find it. But Rob and I, our original, when we used to play trivia, our team name was Suck It Trebek from SNL.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you win?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got that random trivia bug.
I do. I have that random knowledge. Between Rob and I, like, I have the pop culture, the music and stuff like that. He's got sports and some history stuff. So, yeah, we make a good team.
I'm assembling a team.
Yeah.
It's just the two of us. Dream team.
Bill's on the trivia.
Yeah.
Game too.
Yeah, I played one time in February, March.
Yeah, it was recent, I feel like.
Yeah.
Did you win?
We did pretty well. We did not win. There was one team that was just like, I mean, you could tell by the way they smile at their table, like
they're cheating.
They just knew everything, you know.
You could spot the cheater.
The way they're smiling.
They got like three teachers.
Oh, well.
You know? They just know it all. They know what the kids know, they know what the adults should know. I don't know too much of either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I go in thinking I'm going to do well, and then the first question comes out and say, who wrote these questions? This does not make sense for anybody.
No, one of H2 is probably my favorite, but I've been to a couple of the trivia nights around here. H2 does theirs on Wednesday night, and the guy who runs it was the DJ at Rob and I's wedding, so good friend.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I feel like I should hit the horn. Were you going to tell me to hit the horn or something for that? Or
I was telling you to sit up.
Oh, you're telling me.
I don't know why you are.
It's a severe lean.
It's his earring. It's weighted me down. Look at this thing. It's got a little rock on the end of it. My head is leaning a little hard.
I tried to adjust the camera.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Never apologize, my friend. You're all good.
We've got Jocelyn Flowers, co-founder of the Stepmom Collective, coming on at 7:30. She could have also, in a backup world, have an alternative career made with that name. 8 o'clock, Joe Higgins. Mount Morn Charter School has some stuff going on, so we're going to have him talking about some of the stuff. He helps create curriculums for schools, so he's been on, I think he's been on, what, two times to the show? He flies in from Arizona, old radio guy, too, so he gets the radio game, yeah. So he's fun to play with. Greystone Launch, Ben McKeithen going to be joining us today. Boone, beautiful high country. Weather's getting warmer, kind of. It was a little chilly yesterday. It threw me off yesterday.
It was chilly yesterday, but I think it's supposed to be almost 70 today.
70?
I think.
Yeah, it might get up to like 78 on Thursday.
78? Mm-hmm. We're reaching unprecedented numbers.
I'll be jumping in the water on Thursday.
No, the water's still going to be chilly.
Just kidding. No.
Would you? Wait, no, yeah, do it.
No.
Yeah. All right, Thursday morning, live from the lake. That's what we're doing. Word of the day, look at traffic coming up next.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18 on this Tuesday. Longest day of the week. Good thing I got a cool earring in, though.
That's good.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's get a look at the streets. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane, though, with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound, just past exit 49. They've got traffic down to one lane. There looks like they're going to do some road construction or something, and so it's creating a backup all the way to Broad Street. And so if you're going 77 southbound from Statesville, try and take an alternate route. It gets better when you get to exit 45. If you can get around it and get on exit 45 onto 77 south, you're good from there. Traffic is heavy this morning. There's no accidents to report. Secondary roads in Mooresville, there's no issues. In Statesville, secondary roads headed south, you're going to experience some delays this morning because everybody else is trying to find the alternate route to bypass the traffic on 77 there. But as far as traffic towards Charlotte, you'll have your slowdowns in the Huntersville area and as you're going into to Charlotte. Everything else looks good this morning.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate that report. Sounds like the north side today is the one causing the issues. We appreciate you. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute. Can you cruise in the... Well, you got to get to Mooresville because the HOV lane doesn't start till Mooresville. So, Jeff, good luck to you out there as well, sir.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
See you later.
RideICATS.com. Today's Tuesday. They're going to the VA today. So you got to go to the VA. You got an appointment at the VA. You should make it on Tuesday because only for a dollar, ICATS will pick you up from your front door, bring you there, dollar, bring you back to your front door.
Great deal.
That's not a bad deal at all whatsoever.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
All right. Today's word of the day on this beautiful March 12th.
Already.
March 12th.
Mid-March.
Mid-March. Madness.
We're there.
That's just madness. Today's word of the day.
Maddening.
If I can get myself together here. It's turgid. Turgid.
I know this one.
You know this one?
She would know this one.
I do know this one. You. I read books.
Entertain me. She knows who Frodo is, man.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't spell Frodo.
I don't know what a
I would have thought it was
is,
with a T.
I know Frodo.
I never heard no Jigglypuff. But my goodness, I know turgid.
Turgid. Would you like to hear it in a sentence?
Gonna need it in a sentence.
Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Ooh. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th.
Yeah.
You'll see some examples, some turgid bands there,
like
most likely.
Like Nick Shoulders and Donna the Buffalo?
Hey now. Yeah. Nick Shoulders and Donna the Buffalo. Great name.
They got many of them in the whole lineup. Merlefest.org.
They build with them. We should play Is It a Band?
Yeah.
Are they performing?
I already lost Yacht Rock. I don't know if I can handle another.
All right.
Session.
Today's word of the day, turgid. For those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective here. It's T-U-R-G-I-D. Turgid.
It is an adjective, so it is descriptive in nature.
Yes.
Mm. And it can be conjugated.
No. No, it can't.
The haughty writer did not realize how we all really felt about his turgid prose.
Crusty.
Not crusty. Crusty's not
okay,
close.
There's an alternate definition for turgid that doesn't fit this sentence.
Okay.
Hey, that's the definition I know.
She's got the sweetest version of the word.
Does not make sense with this sentence, unless right. I'm completely wrong, which is very possible.
Justin and Mamie infused their morning radio show with a turgid energy, captivating listeners with a blend of enthusiasm, humor, and insightful discussion that elevate the program to new heights.
No, I have no idea what this
crusty.
Is.
Crusty.
Turgid.
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 Turgid. Jesus.
Nope. Can't conjugate it. I need a definition.
Okay. The word, I thought turgid meant full of water, but it doesn't because it doesn't make sense in these sentences.
No, it definitely does. I'm full of water. Our bodies are 92% water, aren't they?
That's what I thought it meant.
All right.
Would you like to use a lifeline?
Yes. Can yes, I get, please. Can I do 50-50?
No.
All right. Let me phone a friend. I want to call Arnold. I want to call Arnold.
All right. Let me call.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm going to call. Arnold. I need your help. Justin. The word is turgid, and I don't know the definition. This is for...
Justin, I'm watching you right now. You're making a mockery of the word turgid. You know what it is.
$250,000, Arnold.
Think about
get
what
it together.
You do every morning. What do you do every morning, Justin? When you're at the gym? No.
I pump.
Oh, no.
Arnold, come back! Oh, I lost him.
All right,
him.
Did he help you out at all?
No, we ran out of time.
All right, turgid is swollen, excessively embellished in style or language. So
embellished.
Pump.
Pump.
Pump. I am pumped.
I am hit the horns on the pump.
All right. I was completely wrong.
What did you think it was, Mamie?
Full of water is what I always thought.
Full of water.
But if you said if it was swollen, then that maybe that's where that fits in. But
right.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Yeah, sometimes this app that I use... More suggestions than actual definitions.
Than actual definitions.
Guidelines.
That's what we get.
Right. Right. But you guys did great. I'm sorry the phone a friend didn't help out there.
Did we do great?
No, that was terrible.
I mean, you phoned a friend. I thought we took the game to new heights right there.
We did. That's for sure.
There's a lot that went on right there.
I think it went.
I had fun.
I think it went very, very well.
Turgid.
Did you see Freddie Mercury's house is for sale? I sent you that message
I
yesterday.
I did see that. You sent me an email about it yesterday.
Let me see here.
It changed my entire day.
It did.
The email or the fact that Freddie Mercury's house was for sale?
Actually, neither. Mm. Sorry.
Well, it's the first time it's been for sale since 1980, I think it is.
Wow.
And so Freddie Mercury, who was the lead singer of Queen, they are selling, I guess the estate is selling his house, or whoever has the rights to it. A few million dollars. Let's see.
$38 million.
Mercury purchased in 1980. About $38 million they're estimating right now.
Yeah.
$38 million. Does what? That seem reasonable, or is it? Do you think there's any value of that because it's Freddie Mercury's house?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Anytime you say a celebrity lived there, you get more money for it. Yeah. It
like 50% of the value is purely because that's where he lived?
I don't know. You're the real estate professional. If you do.
I don't. Well, it's a different market. You know.
Don't know the London market.
I'm not familiar on London and
you don't
their
know
habits.
Worldwide real estate transactions.
Yeah. Now here locally, you know, Christian McCaffrey's house,
that's
is that under
saying.
Contract yet?
No.
I don't think so. So
at 12. I think, is that one at 12 or 22?
See, but we hold grudges here. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
I think it was 12 million. I don't think it was 22 million.
The island hadn't sold yet either.
Right. Which that one's 22 million.
Yeah.
The fact that we have a $22 million home for sale here in Lake Norman.
There's three of them.
There's three for sale in Lake Norman. That kind of changes things, I feel like, a little bit.
Mm.
As far as the area, like affordability.
Yeah.
Hey, how much is your market? $22 million. Oh, okay. Cool. I'll go to the next one.
38 didn't seem that far out of reach when you say
not
we got
for
one.
22.
They got one in Huntersville for 22.
That's right. So they can just pick Freddy's up, bring it on over, and then we'll hang out. So... I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Queen is one of...
You like him?
Yeah, Queen is one of my favorites. You know, I feel like...
You got the ring, the earring in, yeah. So that's nice.
I feel like I'm feeling it. Anybody?
Justin.
Sorry.
I did not know you could sing like that.
Sorry.
I know you didn't even warm up. That's pretty good.
Find me.
Oh, you've got to calm
somebody
down.
Somebody to love.
Yeah, this guy's pretty cool.
They just asked me to come back and recut, you know, remaster.
Yeah,
really?
Justin's version?
Justin's cut.
Justin's version.
Cut.
Deep tracks only.
It's going to sell like hotcakes.
It definitely will. If only for the laughs. That's
Speaking of hotcakes, are we going to the Pancake House?
Do you want to? Is that what's happening?
The House of Pancakes.
I haven't heard back from Ego. Ego did not message me back. So last week on Monday, was it Monday?
It was Monday or Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday because I think I had come in.
No, it was Monday because you were gone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we broke the news that on Monday after TRT, I signed up.
That's right.
Okay.
Never heard from Ego. They told me I would hear from them.
I can't believe they would lie to you.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to do the whole, unless it's in my junk mail, I guess it could have went to my junk mail, like, hey.
But if the confirmation went to your regular email, it should show up there, too.
Mm. What? Mm. No, it just goes to one inbox. Emails just go to one inbox, don't they? They go to two?
I'm saying, if you got the confirmation, did the confirmation come to your junk mail?
No.
Okay, so then their messages are getting through, I would guess.
Okay, so I didn't win.
she said what she said.
Yeah. Sorry.
So we're not going.
Are you disappointed right now? Are you mad?
I'm really disappointed.
Did you have a bag packed or something like ready to go?
I'd already planned for the weekend, got somebody to watch the dog and everything.
Did you really? Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Ego comes through and says, we made a pancake house. Register to win. I register.
He promised we were going to go.
I thought we were.
All the families were going to go and we were going to have a great weekend eating pancakes. And
it was one of those, I thought like first person to register was going to win, right? Like I thought that was the whole thing. And I go to the website and I'm pretty sure registration's like still open. And it's like, what is this?
All right, so they're still...
They're considering my application.
Right. Did you tell them you needed it by this weekend?
I only told them one thing.
Oh, no.
I love pancakes.
Pancakes.
But I spelled it wrong.
Right.
I spelled it P-A-N-K-C because I was in such a frenzy. I was like, oh, my gosh, the webpage worked. Let me fill this form out. I love pancakes. Like, that was all I could come up with. Pancakes.
So our listeners could also register.
Nah. No. I don't want them to.
You don't want
to. Because it lessens my chances of winning.
They could go to... Graystone Lodge.
They should go to Graystone Lodge. G-R-A-Y. Ben McKeith and General Manager joining us at 8:30. We've got Jocelyn Flowers.
Yeah, she's
next.
In the building.
She's hanging out. Co-founder. She may have left by now, given the way this has gone. Co-founder of the Stepmom Collective.
That's right. Is that the end of that?
No, it's not the end.
She says step-parent coach.
That's a cool concept. I mean, that's a concept that's needed.
Needed, definitely needed.
Okay, let's find out. We're going to talk to Jocelyn coming up.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33 on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. We're joined now by Jocelyn Flowers, thedailystepmom.com, a community connecting stepmoms together. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
A community for people to come together and a niche one at that. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. You look so trendy, by the way, too. Look at this.
I need to step up.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it? 7:30 in the morning? You go in here all together.
She does look cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all have four kids. I need to get out of the house in the morning. So if you're a mom listening, you know.
Yeah, you got four kids and you look that together at 7:30 in the morning. Good job.
So, Jocelyn, you help create a community for stepmoms to come together for life? Is that the general concept? Or
I mean, one would hope, right? Generally. There's not a lot of safe space for stepmoms. So I just wanted to create a community, a space where stepmoms felt like they could be them and they could share the good, the bad, the ugly. They could have an opportunity to connect with other stepmoms. And just really have someone in their corner instead of feeling like they're just going up against the social norms of what being a stepmom is. Mm.
And so can you bring us back to the beginning? Like how did this journey start for you?
So I became a stepmom almost 6 years ago. We're actually celebrating our 6-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Month. Thank you.
Yeah.
Six years ago, and it was really freaking hard. My stepkids, there were three of them.
How old were they at the time?
The youngest was 2, and the oldest was almost 6. Mm. So it was... Almost 6, 4, and 2. So they were very young.
And very wide open at that time, too.
Yeah, it's just a lot. And I went from, like, there would be days that I woke up in my house. And I mean, the first time I talked to someone was my mom calling me at noon to see how my day was going. So it went from that to, hi, I have three littles in my home who need me. And it was hard, and there were a lot of struggles with court, and if you're a stepmom listening, you know the stress of that. And I kind of just had a moment where it was like, okay, I could allow this to overtake me and just live out of the negativity that's surrounding my new family, or I could figure out a way to make a positive out of this. So I like talking, as you can tell. And I was like, thank you. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. So I did. I started the Daily Stepmom podcast and quickly realized that there's a massive need for this type of a thing. And from there, it bridged, you know, I'd have people reaching out and be like, oh, I just wish I had more stepmoms in my area, or I wish I knew of more stepmoms. And I was like, okay, I feel like I can do something with this. So we created the Stepmom Collective and just tried to build a community for other stepmoms, just so they know they're not alone.
So did this ever get to the point of like mommy groups, like you're meeting with people and that kind of stuff, and so other kids and all that?
That would be like massive dreams. My family and I actually just moved here from California in July. So,
what part of California?
It's a tiny little town called Pismo Beach, California.
Okay. Got beach in it. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's cold.
They mention it in Clueless.
They do. It's the earthquake relief. Yeah. You know, some people lost like sporting equipment.
Oh, wow.
So I would love to be able to kind of hone in on that a little bit more, especially since we're near a big city, just to be able to build community for these stepmoms. So no, to answer your question, we've not done meetups, but that is a goal of mine. I would love to be able to do that.
So the purpose now is to provide encouragement? Is that really what it's for right now?
Yeah, so right now I do coaching. So for stepmoms who feel like I just kind of am really in the weeds here, I'm super resentful, I'm frustrated. I love my husband. I love my stepkids, but I don't really love this role. I want them to feel like, first of all, you can fix that mentality. Like, you don't have to live in that. So, you know, they can get coaching from me. And through that, I would love to be able to say, hey, I know a stepmom. I think you guys would be a great connection. I think you guys would be a great fit. Since I did just move out here, I kind of am like, starting over, you know,
sure.
I had that community back in. Yeah, we had that community back in California, but the newness here is that we have to rebuild. So, right now it's just, hey, reach out to me. We could do coaching. Even if you don't want to do coaching and you just want someone to be like, hey, like, let's meet for coffee. I'm your girl. Like, let's do it.
So the coaching aspect, and this could apply to step parents or not, stepmoms, stepdads. Breathing exercises, is that a big part of the coaching?
Yeah, it's like a 1-2-3 method. 1-2-3 breathe.
Yeah, it's like just walk away for a minute or two. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Well, I have a blended family, so my husband is a stepfather, and I think that uniqueness of like until you do it, you don't know what it's like, and that's the kind of, you know, camaraderie, the experience that you can bring too. I've also heard that it can take up to 5 years for the family to feel normal.
Yep, to blend.
Have you experienced that with people you've worked with?
Oh, yeah. I've experienced...
Or yourself, too, I'm sure.
You know, God, I just feel so lucky. I never really dealt with that. I mean, my stepkids call me mom, maybe because they were so young, maybe because we have full physical legal custody, and I am the one doing the mom things. We've never really dealt with that. But it is a really, really big common struggle. And sometimes families, like, they just don't even blend, right? Maybe a kid's too old and they'll never look at them like a mom. There's so many different layers to a blended family. And I think that's the crazy part, right? It's like you can't just say one size fits all. You can't just read one blog about blending a family and think, oh, well, this, I can relate. No, there's so many different dynamics to it. So, seven years, they say, can take.
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? I know. And the crazy thing is most blended families don't make it to 7 years. I mean, the rate for a blended family to get divorced is higher than a first one. So it's just with those things that, like, I would love to be able to pour into stepmoms and just say, you know, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, obviously you married him for a reason, so it's got to be worth it, right? So let's get the tools and resources we need to help you out.
We're talking with Jocelyn Flowers, thedailystepmom.com, coaching, encouragement, community, a podcast. What's your background, Jocelyn, before starting The Daily Stepmom?
quite diverse, actually. I was in hotel management, spa director, way back when, climbed the corporate ladder, loved it. I guess, you know, what you could call me would be bougie. I like a good spa day. Like,
nobody's mad at you. No,
I will not turn a spa day down. You know, you always see those people that like it to go get like a spa day and do a video about it. I'm like, how do I sign up for that? Like, that's me. Exactly. So I started there and then just, you know, done other management things in the past. And always have been a talker. I think my report cards always said, great student, but loves to talk type of a thing, you know?
I got the talks too much on mine too.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't even go to this school.
How did I end up here?
And then so you go this corporate route, and then one day you say, I need to focus in on this, because you were a full-time stepmom at that point?
Yeah, or? One day I was like, this is really hard. I have 3 kids. We now have 4. My husband and I had what you call in the blended family an R's baby.
Okay.
So yeah, it was just like, I need to, well, technically COVID happened, right? So all of us moms became teachers on top of being moms. So, that's kind of what happened. The kids just had to stay home, and I had just had my baby, and I was definitely going down that postpartum blue train. And I was like, there's got to be something else out there, like, because this is not filling my cup. And I don't know. I just kind of had like an aha moment. And someone, I mean, I had blogged. I like writing. And someone's like, turn your blog into a podcast. I was like, I could do that. I like to talk.
So when you started, there's blended families all over the country, regardless, California, North Carolina, doesn't matter, and everywhere in between. What's been the reception like from people who have seen the content and looked at it? What are they saying? What are the feedback they're giving you on it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they love it. Not to like toot my own horn, but it's awesome to, I mean, I've had people from Japan, New Zealand, a stepmom in Russia reach out to me.
Wow.
And so I think that really is it for me. It's being able to just help other stepmoms, not even anywhere near me, and just have them say, hey, what you said really resonated with me, or I was feeling that way too. Thanks, you know, and then that really is, that's it for me.
Can you give us an example? We got about a minute before we go to break. Can you give us an example of something that like you've discussed on the podcast that you felt like is very common for stepmoms, let's say?
Yeah, I think probably my most recent one is that realization that you don't have to be best friends with the ex. I think, you know, as a stepmom, we want that reassurance from her, and you don't have to get that from her to be a good stepmom.
That was like so simple
that
of an answer,
so,
right?
Yeah, I love that. That's so good. You just want to hang out and talk to me?
We're hanging out with Jocelyn Flowers. Can you hang out for another segment?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Of course.
All right. So we're hanging out with Jocelyn Flowers, the Daily Stepmom. .com coaching podcast for stepmoms for a journey and doing it together and having a community of support. And so we'll keep riding and we'll hang out a little bit longer. All right. Good morning, fam. Coming back, Jocelyn Flowers, the Daily Stepmom.com.
More Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48 on this Tuesday. Hanging out with Jocelyn Flowers, the dailystepmom.com, a community for stepmoms, podcast, encouragement. Really just want to grab a bite to eat. Is that also on the docket?
Always.
7:48 I made it till without talking about food today. Not bad. Usually we make it to 7:06. So here you move from California, your family is a blended
family. Tell us a little bit about more about your personal journey, if you would, and a blended family and being a full-time stepmom. You had even said, I'm a full-time stepmom. I'm like, well, what is, like, is there a part-time stepmom? Yeah. Like, so what does that even mean?
Yeah, so there is a part-time stepmom. So realistically, I mean, I have the kids. We have the kids 24/7. They live with us full-time. I'm the mom that's responsible for the school stuff, the sports stuff. I mean, obviously, my husband's very involved. Thank you, Jesus, because Lord knows with four kids, I'd lose my mind. But as opposed to part-time stepmom, which is like every other weekend, they have the kids come into their home, or even a 50-50 stepmom, which is they rotate the kids 50% of the time. So one week on, one week off type of a mentality. Whereas that's not our situation. My husband has full physical legal custody. They live with us full time. Since we just moved here from California, they do go visit their mom over breaks. But the rest of the year they're here with us.
Can I ask you, you have an hours kid, as you described it, you mm-hmm. and your husband, you guys have one, and then there's three from his past
yep.
relationship. What's that like, even when that's an even deeper level
of blendedness?
Yeah, I was
going to say, like,
that's
introducing
even,
or
wow.
even telling them that you're pregnant and, like, a new person joining the family. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was very nervous, but he really has completed our family. Shout out Declan. Mommy loves you.
How old is he?
He's four. So oh. Oh, man. They love him. They don't look at him as, like, a half-brother or anything. I mean, that's their brother. They all love each other. I mean, they fight like siblings, but they really do have a good relationship. They spoil the crap out of him. I mean, he wants for nothing. We're like, no, you need to let him do it himself. Oh, I just want to help him. No, let him do it. Like, he's got to learn. No, but, you know, I know for a lot of people it can be nerve-wracking. Adding an ours baby into the family, just not sure of how that dynamic's going to go. But we were very lucky. It worked out very well.
You mentioned previously that one of the tips you would give is not having to try to win over the ex
yep.
from your now spouse or partner. What about, like, what's been one of the hardest parts for you in the journey? Can you share a little bit about that?
For sure. I'm an open book. I think resentment really has probably been the hardest struggle. And I think it's something that if I'm not in a healthy space, a healthy headspace, I can still go back to the moments of resentment. And just to kind of unpack, like, for a stepmom, what that means is I'm the one doing the day-to-day things. And, you know, the other mom kind of gets off scot-free. She gets to be the Disneyland mom.
Right.
And I get to be the mom. So sometimes I think that is hard when they're like, oh, we get to do this, and this, or oh, she's doing this. And you're like, oh, that'd be great. I'd love to go buy myself some new shoes or a new bag. But I've got, you know, 4 mouths to feed. And so it's those type of things where you're like, ugh. And then the stereotypical norms, you know, society says that my husband's the deadbeat dad. And the mom is the one who's, you know, quality. And it's not always that way. You know, my husband is the one who's been the dad, the full-time dad. He's been there. So I think just kind of going against, like, society norms can cause a little bit of resentment, and then just resentment of my role if I'm not in a healthy headspace.
What advice can you give to supporting your partner, right? So supporting your husband through this too, because that's a transition for them as well, right? And they're trying to, you know, be a new spouse, but also take care of their kids.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is not overstepping your boundaries. You know, women, we generally are the ones that are kind of like a take charge mentality. And sometimes you have to let him be the one to lead and make that decision, whether or not you agree. I mean, there's been lots of times he's made choices that I didn't agree with, but I had to just kind of take a step back, right? Because those are his kids. That's his ex-wife. That's their situation. But in doing that, just letting him know that I am there to support him.
In the daily, because there's got to be a point it reaches, right? Like, okay, you two have now come together as spouses, even though there's, and now the kids are blended. What are some of those boundaries, like walking those kind of boundaries as a stepmom? Like, I mean, my gosh, that's got to be hard to, like, you're really going to let him have a nerds cluster at 9:59 p.m.? I'll really, say, Dad? Right. You know? And that's even as a non-blooded family I do. So, in a step family, I can only imagine.
I think you have to have those conversations about, like, who's going to discipline. And I mean, those are conversations Rob and I had to have before we got married, too. Like, who, not really who's in charge of the kid, but, like, who, where do these right. lines, these boundaries fall? Yeah.
Right. And we did, you know, I remember when we first were dating, he was like, it would be a no-go for me if you, like, yell at the kids. And I was like, oh, yeah, I would never yell at the kids. Okay. I take it back. But we really, I mean, you hear a lot about, like, they're not my kids, so I'm stepping back mentality. That's really big in the stepmom world. And while I think that is such an incredible, mental space for a stepmom to be able to be like, no, I'm just, you know, they're really, it's not my responsibility. Like, you're the one who needs to discipline. You're the one that needs to have the hard conversations. In our situation, that just doesn't work. So we really do kind of do a lot of the parenting together, but having boundaries of, like, I mean, I remember when we first started, got married and they would come, the kids would come in the room. I mean, they were little, right? They would come in the room. And I was like, whoa, what, like, what are we doing here? Why are they just running in our room at 6 o'clock in the morning? And he's like, well, I mean, they just want to, like, come and cuddle. And I was like, why? Why do they want to do that?
Why would children do this?
Why would they do that? But now, after having, like, my son, I'm like, can I go wake him up and have him come cuddle in our bed? Like, but, you know, you don't realize that when you don't have kids. And I think that's one thing where it can be hard for stepmoms is you go from no kids to zero kids. And I think sometimes when you have a kid and go through that process of them growing up, like things like giving them food off your plate. Mm. That was one thing when we were dating and one of the kids wanted French fries and I don't share, Joey doesn't share food, Jocelyn doesn't share food. Like, it's just not a thing. But I was like, you want a French fry? Didn't we ask you if you wanted some? And you said no. And my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, looked, like, if y'all could see my face, like, looked at me like, what on God's green earth? Who is this woman? And then I, like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'd probably give him a fry. But I wouldn't even think twice for my son because as a mom, what do we all do, right? You, as you're giving them actual food, you're breaking stuff off your plate to give it to them. And it's those little things that stepmoms don't even realize that just it becomes part of your norm when you have a baby as opposed to, like, stepmom life, you know?
I believe the mother-son daddy daughter thing is real,
yeah.
Right? Like, and so what's that like in a blended family with, because you guys have boys and girls.
Yep.
So what's that like, that kind of double dynamic there in a blended family?
So we have four boys. The older two are boys.
Oh, all boys.
No, I'm sorry. I did say four. Y'all, I need coffee. We have three boys and one girl. Sorry,
okay.
Ellie. The older two are boys, and then the youngest is a boy. And then we have a girl in the middle. So, you know, it's interesting. The oldest, I think, he and I have a very good relationship. We're very, very close. Obviously, my husband and Ellie, his daughter,
sure,
are super close. And then the youngest kind of, he has a good dynamic with the both of us. And then his middle son and him are pretty close. But he loves anyone and everyone. So he was like, he cuddle? Sure. I love cuddle. Scratch my back? Yeah. Like, he doesn't care.
So then go into the coaching concept. Well, you have a unique scenario. I would imagine every blended scenario
very unique. Yeah.
So how do you sort through that in a coaching mentality and process?
Yeah, I mean, it really is based off of each individual stepmom. And I kind of just allow them, the first kind of session is allow them to vent because that's really a majority of what they need. And then it's unpacking that venting session and teaching them, you know, can you step back? Do you need boundaries? Have you put boundaries in place? Are you communicating healthy? Are your expectations realistic? I think that's a thing that is, you know, a lot of times stepmoms don't really have realistic expectations of either their marriage, their role, the situation. And so just being able to open that, their thought process on that.
Yeah. Okay. So Jocelyn and I met because she moved here from California, like she said earlier, and we started talking about food. So
instant.
I want to ask you about moving here from moving to the Lake Norman area from California. What's that been like? And what's your favorite restaurant?
Well, first of all, we love it out here. It's been a massive adjustment, but in a really good way. Like, even my kids didn't struggle. They love their schools. We love our community. We love our friends. We love our church. It's really just been just a massive, like, this is really where we're meant to be. This is where we're meant to be. So we love it. Kids love fishing and going on the boat and finding snakes and all the things. So favorite restaurant. Gosh,
put her on the spot.
Actually, you're going to laugh at me. I really like Bar Taco, but maybe it's because I miss Mexican food.
The new Bar Taco at Berkeley.
I'm like, this is amazing. You're just going to give me a corn tortilla and meat, and you're not even going to be my server. I'm going to order it myself. What a great concept. Yeah. But outside of that, we've gone into the city. There was an Italian restaurant, and going to draw a blank, Little Mama.
Oh, Little Mama's food.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, a whole nother segment on food. Jocelyn Flowers, the dailystepmom.com. Maybe next time you guys can teach me about when I should listen just as a spouse in general.
Yeah.
Next time.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, and 8:06 on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. We're going to get a look at the streets at 8:15 with Jeff from iCats, rideicats.com. Thank you again to Jocelyn Flowers. What a great conversation.
Yeah.
The Daily Stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
The Stepmom Collective.
The Stepmom Collective, but the Daily Stepmom is her Instagram. We didn't mention her Instagram handle. The Daily Stepmom is
the
her
Instagram. The Daily Stepmom
so
for
Instagram.
Blended families. Now, there's also a lot of school stuff going on. There's blended families, there's people moving here, there's all kinds of stuff. You got to have a place to put these kids at. And that includes schools. Trinitas Academy, a new name and an old building, Mount Morin School in Mooresville.
Yep.
Joe's joining us. Joe, you're back. You've been on Good Morning on Canada like three times.
Well,
now.
I feel like this is my favorite chair. It fits me just perfectly, and it's good to see you both. And thanks. I get that a lot.
So you're back from Arizona,
yes.
Causing more trouble in North Carolina with your crazy belief for parents to have school choice. I can't believe you would do such a thing. Tell us about Trinitas Academy and what's going on.
Not only school choice, but classical education. So classical education is the kind of the old school, started out in Greece and Rome and the Lyceum with Aristotle, but we're not going to go that far back. But, uniforms, values and virtues. We teach Latin starting in third grade. Kind of a lot of the things that you probably went through school.
And Latin? I didn't go through Latin. Bill went through Latin. I didn't go through Latin, but I did Japanese, but that's a different, we'll save that for another. Yeah, don't worry about it. It was a rough time in my life.
Sushi, right?
Yeah.
Same. Sake.
So Trinitas Academy at Mount Morin School. You guys have an event going on today.
Right. So the school has been in this market, in this area for over 100 years. And we're trying to resurrect it. It was sold by the school district. And we're working with a family that has a three-generation relationship there. Grandmother went there, father went there, and then, of course, Brad went there. And we're trying to bring in a classical model. So part of that process is we go through an application with the state of North Carolina. And part of that is we have to show demand. So people that are interested in coming to our school, we get a list together, and that's part of our application. And God willing, we get approved, and then we get to open. It'd be August of 25.
Okay.
So we're asking parents to put your name on the list, and you can go to our website, which is trinitasschools.org, or show up at 1:30 today or 5:30 at the school on Mount Morin, and listen to us talk about the model and take a tour of the school. And there's so many people that have a relationship with that school that can then go back in and see what it's looking like.
Is the goal of the school to be free or paid? Like, how will that work?
Yeah, so all charter schools are free, open enrollment, so anybody can go. There's a process. Once we finally get approved and go to the enrollment side, then there's a process for that. But right now we're looking for lists to come in. We're going to do K through 8, probably open up K-6 the first year and then grow to 7th and then 8th. And we'll have four sections of each classroom, so four kindergartners, four first, all the way through. And full athletics, and then we got the gym, and we'll play sports, and just a full kind of a private school experience for free. because you can go free through the state of North Carolina.
Pretty big misconception that charter schools aren't free or public, at least for the most part, right? Are there non-free, non-public charter schools in North Carolina that you've seen?
No, if it's authorized by the state and a charter school, it's an open enrollment. We have special ed needs. We do just about everything a public school would do. We have grades that we have to be accountable for. Open enrollment, again, take all comers that would come in.
So let's talk about the curriculum, though.
Sure.
That's what the parents will have the opportunity, or anybody interested that comes, they'll have the opportunity to ask questions, I would assume.
Yes.
So what would you say separates the classical from maybe what the school down the street or the district school down the street is doing? What makes it different?
Two big things would be history. We focus heavily on history and then tie in our literature, classical literature to history, and values and virtues. So each month we focus on two values and virtues, and those permeate every subject, every topic, every area of the school, from English to history to PE to athletics on the field. We're talking about things like courage or tenacity or grit or whatever the feature is that month. That would probably be the biggest. It's all thematic, so you're living in a time frame of history. So we start in the ancients, move over to the medieval, jump over to the founding of America, and then to modern. Those repeat three times. So if you're in a classical model, you're going to see the ancients, first, fifth, and ninth grades. And when you're in the ancients, you're reading the books from the ancients, you're understanding what the fiction and the nonfiction are, so you're like embedded in that. You're studying the arts. So the kids have a real integrated feel towards history. So many times at the dinner table, when your kids come home and what'd you learn in school today, it's the history. Yeah. I learned about this guy, that guy. It's awesome. So that's the big piece. It's thematic. You're in it.
One of the big conversations, too, in the school system right now is classroom sizes. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing, right? Are there too many kids in a single classroom with one teacher, right? Or even a teacher with a teacher's assistant. What's the plan for Trinitas as far as school size and number of kids and all that stuff?
So we're looking for a full enrollment of about 750, which is what that school used to have with the IB program. The classroom size ranges from 19s in the lower grades to 25, 26 in the upper grades. Younger grades, we usually have two teachers in there, assistants to help through the process, because you're learning reading and all your basic facts.
Yeah. So for a kindergartner coming in, which is a crazy time, I have a son who's going to be in kindergarten in August, by the way. And so I'm in this transition phase of life.
Now, is he going to the school that you're...
Yes, he's going to... Yeah, so Lake Norman Charter. So
that's awesome.
It's a benefit of her being a teacher there, and I'm not going to be mad about that.
Awesome.
So yeah, so kindergarten, I got the official letter, the whole nine. So I don't think she's allowed to leave or anything.
Next year she'll go to first grade, and the year after that she'll go to second grade, and then she'll go to third grade, and then she'll teach college for your
child. She probably will. Yes, that's exactly right. So for a kindergartner coming into a classical education program, is it just finger painting and clay models, or what do kindergartners do?
Give you a great little story. 28-year teacher that we hired in one of our campuses. We do what's called recitations. So that the kids learn a poem, a lot of memorization, a lot of writing and reading and all the different things.
Practice.
Practicing things. Recitation, where the child gets in front of his peers in the school and reads a poem that they've memorized.
And public speaking?
Yeah.
That's next level.
This 28-year teacher said, no way can we get this to happen. And by the end of the school year, I checked in on her. She says, I can't believe it. But they get up there with poise. The people in the audience are also graded. Are they paying attention? So that starts in kinder and finishes all the way through 12th grade. You're doing these recitations that become the Gettysburg Address and all these big things, but it starts that young and that in the kindergarten age.
So kindergarten to eighth grade. Now you're helping with Trinitas Schools, but you're all around the country,
right?
Really kind of trying to lead a charge on a movement more than anything. Am I wrong about that?
Exactly. So I believe our country's on the wrong path. And I think the answer to that is things like classical education, faith, family, and schools. So I've kind of dedicated my life to that. We've created a operating system or curriculum, which is going to be part of this model. We also service and help the homeschool community. We help private schools. And the name of that company is called Ethos Logos. So if you jump on Amazon and type in Ethos Logos, we can help a homeschool family completely from kinder all the way to 12th grade, every subject, every topic, print and digital, to pull off classical education. It's very nuanced. And we've kind of streamlined and created an operating model that would go into a school like the one we're doing here down the street or into your kitchen table. So we're trying to integrate the two all the time.
Is there any correlation of like states where you're seeing this be popular in versus states that aren't in general?
Yeah, classical ed movement was real big in the 1800s in private schools, early 2000s in private schools. it's moved to the charter movement and taken off like crazy. So Hillsdale Academy has a whole movement in the classical charter school world. Classical ed is just kind of, parents want it. It's basically back to basics. It's a lot of memorization in the early grades. It's facts. It's then building ideas, logic, being able to do eventually rhetoric, where you can take your ideas and speak and hold your thought. Critical thinking, something we desperately need in this country.
Are we allowed to talk about the voucher program at all? Sure. Okay, yeah. We're going to take a break.
All right.
And then we're going to get a look at traffic. We got Jeff from iCats, rideicats.com. And then we're going to talk about the voucher program, which is alive and well in North Carolina.
Big deal for you guys.
Yeah. Big deal.
I've seen it around 10, 12 states, and yours is like third or fourth that have done it. So
okay. Cool. Well, we're on the way. So Trinitas Academy interest meeting at Mount Morn School in Mooresville today, 1:30 and 5:30. Trinitas Academy.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18 on this Tuesday. A happy one to you. What we need to do is find out and see how people are acting outside. Because you know that they don't give me any windows in here. I just sit in a box all day and this is it. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You can do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you. How are the streets looking?
Good morning, Justin. There's no accidents to report at this time, although 77 southbound out of Statesville between exit 49 and 45, there is one lane is partially closed due to road construction. It's backing up traffic, so there'll be slowdowns in that area. When you're coming 77 southbound around exit 25 and 23 and Huntersville, there's heavy congestion, slowdown. Also, 77 southbound, just past 85, going into Charlotte, heavy congestion, slowdowns there. 77 northbound, from 485 up into Huntersville, traffic is slow in that area. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville are pretty good, except for in Statesville, on the south side, people trying to avoid running into the heavy traffic, 77 southbound there. So just take it slow this morning. Leave yourself extra time and extra space.
Jeff, you mentioned the construction going on. So when Highway 150 finally starts getting widened, is ICATS going to have a boat ferry that goes across the lake for people just to kind of alleviate some traffic? Or am I coming out too early on that? We maybe got a few years before the orange cones pop up there.
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about that because it's going to be a cluster mess there. Mm-hmm. We might have to have some sort of air taxi.
And I think just for some game theory fun, we should do Highway 73 and Highway 150 at the same time, just to see who survives on which side of the lake.
Oh, my. I would hate to see what kind of road race is going to take place then.
Jeff, we appreciate you. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell to the city of Charlotte. Also, today's Tuesday, so RideICats is going to the VA in Salisbury. $1 to get picked up from your front door and driven out there. Jeff, anything else that we need to be aware of besides just packing the patient pants today?
No, just have a great day, Justin.
All right, you too, Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Y'all take care. All right, bye.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation. And transportation, also a big conversation because that means a lot of people are here, a lot of people moving here, which affects schools.
That's right.
And so we're here, we're hanging out with Joe Higgins talking about Trinitas Academy. And that is a new school that's going to be in an old building, but will be redone, obviously. Mount Morn School out of Mooresville. A school that's been there for quite some time.
Yeah, there's a Facebook group of alumni from Mount Morn, and you should jump on it if you can find it. Just type in Mount Morn School. old photos from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you can see the hairstyles and the outfits and the classrooms. It's really cool.
Definitely a piece of nostalgia for the community that's getting revitalized.
So proud to be able to come back and revitalize that and try to get that back open and put some life into it. It's awesome.
And part of why that's even possible is because of the fairly recent legislation here in North Carolina allowing for vouchers. Is that a big part of this program and things like that, or no, not at all?
Well, so the voucher program has been rolling around the country. Arizona was one of the first to go full voucher. Florida, one of your red states, Huckabee over in Arkansas, you all passed a voucher law. And what voucher law lets you do is lets the money follow the child. So instead of paying a school district or a charter school, a parent can apply to the state, receive a check, actual check, to go towards a private school, towards homeschool, to a charter like myself, or a public school. So the money follows the child. Your actual bill is a little different than Arizona's. Arizona's is you just apply and you get a check for about $7,000. Your state has done...
Our country.
Your country. Great country of North Carolina. I feel it when I'm here, man. This is awesome here. Yeah. Your state has decided to base it on income.
Okay.
So it's between $3,500 or so and $7,200 or so, depending on your income levels. And they have a cap on it. It will grow up to about $500 million over time of the total budget of education.
What is some of that effect you've seen? Because Arizona's a year ahead in theory, right?
Right.
So give us the playbook of what we're looking at a year from now, likely.
So I serve on a charter high school, at-risk youth, and a private Christian high school. The private Christian high school has the biggest enrollment they've ever had. Wait lists and just huge demand in the private schools. Because now those families that couldn't afford it or couldn't cover the full amount now have some support from the state to do that. So that's huge. The homeschool market around the country, every state in the country, is growing at leaps and bounds. It's actually now bigger than the charter school movement. And so you're seeing a lot of, I think post-COVID, a lot of parents got to see what's going on in classrooms and kind of realizing, hey, I need to get my kids out of that environment or into a new environment. Matches their faith or their belief system or security or whatever you want to call it. But the homeschool market is absolutely growing exponentially. There's about a missing 10% of kids in every district around the country that I've been, I talked to someone here about Iredell. There's like 10% of kids gone. They can't find them. They don't know where they're at. That's probably your homeschool market that's just gone unaccounted or pushed off into other markets. So I'm seeing that in Arizona and Colorado. And after post-COVID, I mean, a lot of parents woke up to what's happening and got kind of nervous about it all.
So for Trinitas Academy, will parents have to apply for any of the voucher programs? Or no, that's different. This is just full public charter. You just come and you can be part of it. How does that work?
We're doing a little hybrid, which is kind of cool. We're doing the full public charter, but then we're going to dedicate space inside the campus for the homeschool community. Mm-hmm. And because we're on the same curriculum and we're on the same thing, so if I'm in fourth grade, I'm learning English, what you're doing in the homeschool world will match what's happening in the campus. So that homeschool parent can check in with a teacher, integrate into the campus in some way, shape, or form. We're working through that right now, what that looks like. Definitely a dedicated space. So ideally, my vision is that, you know, like a science experiments or art programs, it's a little more intense. The families can integrate with the campus level.
That's a unique model. Are you doing that elsewhere?
Done one other campus, two other campuses, once in Colorado, once in Arizona, and it worked great. Because those homeschool families, when we did our surveys of, okay, you want to do homeschooling, it's fear, right? Am I doing it right? Is my kid on the right path? The ability for them to check in with a teacher on a regular basis and say, hey, I'm on the right path or I'm not behind or ahead is a big deal. A lot of apprehension around just jumping in and homeschooling.
North Carolina has a pretty big homeschooling community, and it seems to be growing, like you mentioned. I would say that's accurate from people I talk to.
You do.
What is it for the curriculum side? It's classical education, as you mentioned.
Right.
When parents come in, and maybe whether at this campus or another campus, and they, what's the most common question you're getting about the curriculum from parents?
Is it woke?
Just straight up,
what's
sugar
in it?
Coding.
What's in it? You know, what's in it? And we try to, I mean, we stop our history instruction at 9/11. The teachers integrate local issues, but we really focus on history and the past to set up a foundation for the future. By the time the kids get into high school and then college, then they're looking at current events, but we want to set that structure. We want you to know the great classics of Greece and Rome and what happened in the Middle Ages and what the foundation of this country was about. And U.S. civics, we spend an awful lot of time between fifth and eighth grade to get them completely proficient at taking the U.S. citizenship exam. If you know, we want our kids to understand where they came from, what's our culture about.
Have you ever tried to take that, by the way?
Oh yeah,
I've tried taking it. Have you tried taking
no.
it? I didn't know some of the answers. I'm going to humble myself a little bit right now. I didn't know some of the answers
Next time I come in, I'm going to give you a test.
Oh no, quiz. Don't take my citizenship. I mean, my gosh, I'm
I'll
nervous.
Let you prep a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. Trinitas Academy at Mount Morn School in Mooresville, getting a refresh going on. So I see some things here for your information. You've got an event today, 1:30 and 5:30. People want to come get information. Character building and civic responsibility, rigorous and diverse curriculum, arts, Socratic learning, athletics, empowered teachers. That seems pretty broad and bold to throw out that many things on one info card.
We live it, man. That's what's made us successful. As your parents come, there's a big discussion about teachers in the academic field, right? Our teachers are burning out. They don't want to be in the field, and it's all about creating the culture and supporting them. And kind of what I try to tell our principals is, look, clear the plate, let the teacher be the magic, and make it as easy on them as possible, because they have an incredibly difficult job, you know, and you got 25, 26 little kids coming into your classroom every day with all kinds of stories, all kinds of backgrounds. It's a work of art to watch them do their work.
Some people, when I talk to them about schools and again, the choice, which is great, but at the same time, it's almost like, you know, when you're hungry, but you don't know what you want to eat and you go into the pantry and you have no idea mm-hmm. what to choose. The amount of things at a charter school, the perception is, well, they don't have athletics. They don't have all these other programs. They don't have trades. They don't have all this stuff. Is any of that true, or is that a misconception? Is it a myth? Is it vary? What's that like?
The beauty of the charter movement is, if you're a Montessori family or a STEM focus, or we're classical ed or direct instruction or project-based learning, there's different models. And I have two kids. Each are different. And one would be more effective in a STEM, and the other would love a classical more. So it matches your children and what you're at. We think our model is the biggest, widest, broadest for a K-8 set of kids, because we're doing it all. We're trying to do the hardcore rigor. We're doing the character development. But some kids may need to be in a Montessori, or that's the beauty of the charter model. And I will say, your Iredale School District has been responsive to the families and the parents all along. Your AB program or IB program, International Baccalaureate, is a reaction to what parents want. It's hugely successful here. So good districts will react to what moms and teachers want. I see it. I see it all over the place. So it's we're a piece of a puzzle. We're not the total solution. We're a piece of a bigger puzzle.
A lot of the anti-voucher, anti-choice argument rests on, well, public schools, quote that, because that's the generic term you use, will lose money.
Mm-hmm.
With 60 seconds left, giving you the smallest question I could possibly ask you, mm-hmm. is that true?
Well, when the money, whether it's to a charter or a voucher, follows the child, yes. I would argue, let's help them be successful. Let's help the public schools step up and react to the marketplace. That's, I mean, I'm a competition guy, right? Competition makes us all better. And I'm a big fan of that. So I would say, get better, do better.
And also reducing the overcrowding, if you will, because there are schools that are overcrowded. And so where do you find relief in that? And a lot of deep conversation. The cost of a school. We didn't even talk about that today. I know. We talked about that last time.
We're a relief valve. When you're growing as fast as you are, we're a relief valve to give options.
Trinitas Academy info meeting today, 1:30 and 5:30. It's at the Mount Morn School in Mooresville. Tuition-free classical education. Joe, thanks for coming.
Hey, man. Good to see you again.
Appreciate
thank you. Congrats
see you next
on the
time.
Show. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, at 8:33 on this Tuesday, hanging out, sun shining out, is the sun shining outside right now? It is, and it's supposed to be warm today, too.
Warmer, much warmer than yesterday.
It was a little chilly yesterday, but it's definitely that springtime kind of poking out, saying hey, and it probably means you're going to be getting outside here soon, and if you're going to go outside, you're going to take a drive and you're going to travel somewhere. Well, you want to do it to the high country of North Carolina.
That's right.
Just beautiful mountains. And a place you want to lodge at, Graystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com. Ben McKeithen joining us momentarily. He's going to be from inside one of the connecting rooms at Greystone Lodge, giving us an inside look. Ben, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
We're a little choppy. Ben. Let's. Sorry about that. We'll reset the room real quick on here, and I'll let you do your thing. But GraystoneLodge.com, G-R-A-Y, GraystoneLodge.com, located in Boone, North Carolina, a little boutique hotel. And I say little, but it's actually got a lot. It's kind of like...
It's not tiny.
It's not tiny because, you know, they have an indoor pool. When's the last time you've been to a hotel with an indoor pool?
It's been a long time.
See, I know that would be the family fun right there.
That would be fun.
You get out, you do the adventure. Maybe you hike Grandfather Mountain. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go to an App State baseball game.
Mm.
How about that? No. When's the last time you've been to a baseball game?
Oh, never.
And then you come back to the hotel you're staying at, and which has a bunch of local partnerships. That's mm-hmm. what we like about Greystone. If you go to their blog, graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, and also their local discounts listed on their website, more concierge-level service.
Yeah.
It's not about just going and staying somewhere. It's, okay, if I'm going to go to the high country for a weekend with the family, let's say, I want to know some other things to do. And who better to know than the local hospitality community of what's going on? They even have a food truck in the parking lot.
I know, that's amazing.
The ham shop?
The ham shop,
pretty wild that it sits in the parking lot all day long. I wonder if it's open at like 4 a.m.
Ah.
You know, you just want to get you a slice of ham at 4 a.m. from the parking lot?
A slice of ham?
You ever wake up and just say that to yourself?
No.
Ben joining us on the phone now. Ben, does anybody ever just wake up and say, hey, I want me a slice of ham at 4 a.m. and they go out to the ham shop food truck?
You know, I'm sure that's going to happen for sure. Hey, nice to join you. Sorry I couldn't join you guys live video. I guess I didn't have the right connection here.
No worries.
Today at the hotel. I apologize.
No worries whatsoever, Ben. We appreciate you joining us. Ben McKeithen, General Manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GraystoneLodge.com. Let's talk about some of those features of the room. I mentioned the indoor pool. What's like a standard or you know, family kind of room? What are the rooms like at Greystone Lodge?
So, thanks for asking. Yeah, we have really nice upgraded rooms. We get a lot of great feedback from the guests, constantly talking about the comfort of our beds, the in-room amenities, including the microwave, refrigerator. People love that. And right now, I'm hoping to be able to show off one of our rooms this morning live, but we've got a promotion running through April where if you book one room, you can get the second room half off, which basically means you could get a connecting room with a king or two queens to have plenty of room for your family. And I was going to kind of show that off today, but I'll kind of verbally walk you through our guest rooms. So you've got very comfortable bedding. You've got really nice upgraded bathrooms and walk-in showers. You've got a backlit headboard. And one of my favorite features, maybe you can hear this. This is one of our sound machines, which you'll see that in every one of our guest rooms.
So we used the sound machine when we went because our kids, we still use the sound machine for our kids, 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And that was
amazing.
It's pretty wild that was just, I was like, what is it? We didn't have to bring the sound machine?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I didn't have to just carry this up. I could have left it in the car at home. That's nice to know.
That's a great feature.
And we actually get a lot of our guests purchasing these sound machines we source. They're amazing. They offer like 6 or 7 different sounds. And our guests are enjoying that when they're here.
Springtime is a great time to get outside, like with like a fire pit. Mm-hmm. And you guys have an outdoor fire pit that the guests can use, right, Ben?
Yeah, right off the property, we have a really nice upgraded fire pit area, patio that you can grab a meal, you can sit out there by the fire, you can make s'mores, just have a good family evening fun right here in the high country. It's a great place to end your day for sure.
And that's the thing, is it's a piece of the equation. If you're going to go to the high country, you want great lodging, you want a great place to stay, you want a comfy bed to lay your head down in, right? That's the last thing you want, is to go to like a hotel that all of a sudden like the mattress is like paper thin and like it, you know, kind of crackles like You know what I mean? Like when you roll around, you know what I'm talking about? Like a pull out couch type thing. You don't want that. You want something nice. So you put your head down at Greystone Lodge, but the boutique concierge level service, Ben, there's some events that go on quite often around the high country. There's always something going on. March Meltdown Games happening this weekend at App Ski Mountain. Can you tell us about that?
Well, as sad as it is that the ski season's coming to a close, App Ski in particular does a great job of ending it on, with a bang. In fact, they were making snow the last couple of nights. They were bragging last night on social media how they were still blowing snow. Great conditions through the week to end the season with a great weekend called the Meltdown Games, which a lot of, if you check out the our Instagram page, it's going to have the details of that. But a lot of fun activities happening up here in the high country with the Meltdown Games. And that's definitely something to look forward to.
And then March specials you guys got going on. And you got a couple of deals happening, which is great. That's the other thing is, like, I think more and more people, just the way the world is right now, they're always looking for that deal. And Greystone has no shortage of deals for people. You mentioned the book two rooms, get the second 50% off. So for your bigger groups that are going up
there. Yeah, your bigger families. That's what we always did that because I have, you know, there's six of us.
Yeah.
So parents in one, kids in the other. Great time.
Ben, if people need to book rooms like, you know, adjacent to each other, does Greystone accommodate that if people reach out or if you guys are able?
We do have the ability to which is very popular with our guests. They've got to have a little bit more space to spread out. To get that deal, you just need to call the hotel direct, 828-264-4133, and tell them you heard about the buy one, get one half off through WSIC. Essentially, you're going to, if you stay one night, you're going to get a regular price on the first room and half off the second. You can turn that into multiple nights stay, no problem at all. That's going to run through April 24th. That needs to be booked directly at the hotel. So calling 828-264-4133. And then we also have the Instagram link discount. If you stay three nights or more, you get 25% off your stay through April 24th.
Three nights
so
in the
great opportunity to get up here and check out the boutique level experience at a good value.
And then for around the high country, Greystone Lodge also has partnerships with the local community and the local businesses. Not, you know, I know you love all of them, Ben. I know that. You got a few of them. But what's your favorite local relationship you guys have and local deal you offer to your guests?
You know, I've really been really excited about the energy of Phys Ed. I've gone live from Phys Ed several times. I just love their family-friendly programming that they have on a weekly basis. Things that are great for the family, great for the couples, whether it's line dancing or art night. There's just always something fun going on at Phys Ed. But again, there's a lot of great places. You can check out different local discounts on our website, greystonelodge.com, and you can see we're adding to that list on almost a weekly basis. I got a few more getting ready to come on where guests can show their custom Greystone key card and receive discounts and opportunities throughout the high country.
Now that the ski season is coming to a close, What is typical for a guest and the reason why they come up to the high country? Is it literally just to enjoy the hiking and the beautiful, serene mountains of North Carolina?
Yeah, I think this is a great time early in the season to get out. There's always days that it's going to be in the 60s today. So, you know, that's perfect weather to get out and enjoy some hiking. We can set you up with some maps and suggestions here at the front desk to set you up for a great opportunity to go hiking. Enjoy some of the activities before the major crowds start taking over the high country later in the season.
Now, Grandfather Mountain is just down the road from Greystone Lodge. Are they open yet or are they still closed?
Grandfather Mountain is literally open year-round. They have very, very few days involving the holidays that they close. So Grandfather's a great year-round opportunity. We sell discount tickets to Grandfather here at the front desk, save you a little bit of money, give you all the details about what to expect, whether you're hiking or checking out the annual preserve or special events they have.
Sounds like a fun time.
That sounds like fun.
Well, you mentioned Phys Ed being your spot. Phys Ed had Was it the meat? No, what was it?
It was the Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe's was big on their menu. Yes. Did you try the Sloppy Joe yet, Ben?
So their Western style burger actually has, it's a smash burger with Sloppy Joe mix on it. And that's what I had the last time I was there. And I'll be honest, it's one of those burgers you eat with a fork and knife. It's mm-hmm. a big boy, and it's a great, great meal.
That's not bad at all. Ben McKeith and General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, what do you want to leave the people with today?
Check out our Instagram links for those discounts. And again, call the hotel direct. Let us help you out with expanding your stay with an additional space through the month of April. Call us directly. We can book that for you, 828-264-4133. Also have the 25% off staying three nights or more. It's a great opportunity to come up, check out what we got going on, and enjoy the high country.
All right, book two rooms, get the second 50% off. That deal, you got to call the hotel directly, Greystone Lodge, 828-264-4133. Thanks, Ben. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8 to 48. You know when you can tell like a joke to people in a room and they just keep going with the conversation like as if because it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's what I
that
do.
That just happened to you.
That's what happens every single day. A lot going on in the community. Carolina Diving Academy. We had Aaron. Was it Aaron? Aaron from Carolina Diving Academy on the show. They have a big event that the process starts today. Like the event, like it's not like holding up 10, 10, 10. Right. Like that's not today, but the warm-ups are today.
And you can go watch that, like the practice.
I think so. At Huntersville Family Fitness and Aquatic Center, they have a 10-meter board. Fun fact for those who like to convert, 10 meter is 30 feet.
That's really high.
33 feet.
33 feet?
That's even higher. Yeah.
That's higher than 30 feet. That's too tall.
Plus however tall you are.
Oh, yeah. So your head is...
Right, which is, that's what I count.
So we're more than 30.
Where my eyes are.
Sheesh.
That's what it looks like.
Would you look down before you jumped off?
Absolutely.
You would.
Yeah, I'd crush too.
Heck yeah. Triple backflip?
Gotta be confident.
You gotta own that splash. Belly flop?
No splash.
No splash.
Oh, you do get points for like less splash. I remember watching the diving and the...
Yeah, you want like zero splash. No splash. Like literally, like if you can go in like a piece of paper,
like
into
just
water.
Like a straw.
Don't even know straw. That they're there. Like don't even know you're there.
Like a dart.
Like a dart. I like that. Like a dart. We'll go with that. Like a dart in the water.
Right.
So Carolina Dive Academy, Big Dive 2024. And tomorrow we've got, related to some more swimming, we've got Hopewell High School swim team, record breakers, school record breakers coming in. Oh. John Annarella, former mayor of Huntersville, is the coach of Hopewell High School swim team. Bringing in six school record breakers tomorrow into the studio. And where they're going to fit, I don't know, but just heads up, they're all coming tomorrow, Bill. That is on the sheet. So that's going on at Huntersville Family Fitness and Aquatic Center. Starting today is the warm-ups, the competition going through the weekend. So if you want to go check out a cool scene of divers and some pro-am, you got professionals and amateurs.
I know. You might see somebody who's going to end up in the Olympics.
I fall into the pro category on that one.
Oh, you are a pro diver?
Pro diving.
I'm learning all kinds of things.
I'm pro diving.
Oh, you're pro diving.
I'm
okay.
Pro diving. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diving.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also pro Chick-fil-A, particularly Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. One of my favorites. Noah's favorite as well. Should I be concerned about this recall?
So I saw this article that said that Chick-fil-A is warning customers, throw out all your old Polynesian sauce.
Get it out!
If you have any between February 14th and 27th.
Very specific
So
dates.
I saw the headline. Chick-fil-A says, throw out your Polynesian sauce. It's an emergency. So I had to click it and read it. Turns out, not that dangerous.
Not expired sauce.
No, there's not going to kill you or anything like that. They just accidentally filled it with sweet and spicy sriracha. So you might get a little jolt of like spice.
Hey, if you don't like spicy, though.
I think that's fun. It's like sauce roulette. Just don't make it ranch. I couldn't handle that.
Oh, what? I'd definitely rather be ranch than sweet sriracha.
Sriracha?
Have you ever had sriracha?
Sriracha.
Isn't it sriracha? It's S-R-I. It's sriracha.
It's S-R-I.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said S-H-I.
No, it's Sriracha. It's Sriracha.
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 You're saying it with an H in it.
I'm saying it with an S in it.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Sriracha.
I have had sriracha sauce before.
Is it sriracha sauce?
I don't know.
Well, kind of like how sometimes people put the R before E in theater.
Mm. I don't ever put an I before E.
That's the British way to say it. Sriracha.
Unless it's after C. Or wait, no. Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So if you have some of those. Now, this is not countrywide. This is just very specific to this area.
To our local area.
I don't even, let me look and see. I have to pull
it. No, I'm not going to do that to you. I think the funny part about this is only Chick-fil-A has this power as a fast food restaurant.
Talk about controlling the narrative.
Well, that, but more of, they pinpointed to a particular date. Because, you know, people go to Chick-fil-A weekly. If you go to Chick-fil-A, you go to Chick-fil-A weekly. On the regular.
I go weekly.
So to say, hey, wherever you were at between the week of February 14th and 27th, pinpoint your up to five times you went to Chick-fil-A in that range. Mm-hmm. And then your sauces that you labeled when you brought home, just know, change it from Polynesian to Sriracha.
That's right.
We're tracking you.
I mean, come on.
It's in the sauce.
You think Burger King is saying, hey, if you came to this location, you know, between February 14th and 20th, they ain't saying that.
Right.
They don't have that power.
No.
Chick-fil-A does, though.
They also include the phone number for Chick-fil-A if you have any questions or concerns about it. What would you call and tell Chick-fil-A?
Is it kind of like the turkey, the Butterball hotline?
Yes.
They should have a Chick-fil-A hotline.
What's the hotline? Give me more chicken?
Why are the spicy strips gone? That's what I want to know.
That's
I want one of those Polynesian...
Srirachas.
Srirachas.
Yeah, combos.
I want one of those.
Maybe if it was like...
I'll call them and ask for a pack.
It was lined with Polynesian in the middle, a dollop of Sriracha.
Right. It's like one of those Beanie Babies that had like the wrong tag.
The wrong tag, yeah.
So they're more valuable.
Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that from the documentary.
You don't remember that?
No. I watched a whole documentary on Beanie Babies too recently. It was a great documentary.
It was. They did a good job with it. But yeah, they, So anyway.
Is Polynesian your favorite sauce from Chick-fil-A?
No, I go Buffalo.
Oh, love the Buffalo.
What?
Yes. Are you surprised?
So you don't love Carolina ketchup.
I don't like ranch.
And
no.
Buffalo is your favorite sauce from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I do like...
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Okay. Let me be very clear. There's nothing wrong with those selections.
I'll go back a little bit. I do love the Polynesian sauce. It's like 150 calories for one little thing of sauce.
Well, how else can you love... I mean, anything that you love is going to have 10, like that, you know?
And so I just made myself like the Buffalo because I'm going to eat the sandwich, the fries, and sometimes ice cream. And so...
Definitely.
Saving calories where you can, you know?
Keep it in the sauce packet. I will give it to Chick-fil-A. They still to this day are number one in sauces, not just because of the flavors, but because of their lack of stinginess on sauces.
Yes.
More and more places charging for sauce. It's almost a deal breaker for me. I think I was there, or maybe it was one of you guys. I feel like someone told me the story maybe, or I feel like I saw it. Somebody was at like Bojangles and then like they got to the window to get their pickup and they said, oh, I want some sauce. And I'm like, oh, it's 45 cents per packet. And he said, never mind, I'm not even buying the food. Like, he left without even buying the food.
I'm out altogether.
Yeah, if you're going to charge me for sauce, I'm done.
I don't like your attitude.
Yeah, just raise the price of the chicken 45 cents,
no,
really.
No, just give us the sauce.
Or just give us the sauce.
Just give us the sauce. Really? And this started actually, and this isn't a post-COVID thing. Now, post-COVID, more fast food chains are getting on board with it. Pre-COVID, I boycotted McDonald's for a short time because they were doing it with the hot mustard and the sauces. Like, if you didn't buy nuggets, you didn't get sauce.
Oh, you couldn't even.
We had to pay.
Oh, yeah, you have to pay for it. It's like, what, a quarter, 35 cents or something like that. My issue.
Who carries cash anymore?
Well, I don't really love McDonald's nuggets, but my issue with that is, like, you order 12 nuggets and you still just get one sauce.
One sauce per 12-pack, man.
Yeah.
We all know that's not enough.
No, everybody knows that's not enough. Yeah.
Although Bojangles sauces are quite stout.
Those are a little bigger.
I'd pay 45 cents for that.
I do love the honey mustard from Bojangles.
They got good honey mustard.
It is very good.
Dang.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Who's got the best barbecue sauce?
Ooh, well, I like Sweet Baby Ray's. Mm.
Let's go fast food, though. Let's not go bottle.
Cookout carries sweet. I think that's what they carry.
You know they got cookout sauce.
I've not had the cookout sauce.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's like it's basically their mac sauce version.
Okay.
It's like mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Probably with a little spice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a little kick to it.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I'm here for it.
But yeah, I my favorite thing about today is how surprised you were that I didn't eat buffalo sauce.
No, that you. That's your favorite is buffalo sauce.
Well, it's my go-to.
I thought you didn't like spicy.
It's not too spicy, though. Their buffalo sauce is not too spicy.
So Chick-fil-A is weak.
Yeah, and I like that. Like, when I go to Zaxby's, I order Wimpy. That's the name of the sauce that I get.
Is it really? I didn't know they had a Wimpy sauce.
That's what I get. Then I have to say.
That Wimpy sauce is going to be extra, by the way.
But you have to order it with Wimpy sauce, but that's what I eat because I can't.
It's basically a tax.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
So barbecue, you're going Sweet Baby Ray's the classic. You're not going to say like, because to me, you get Chick-fil-A spicy strips with their barbecue sauce.
I've not ever had their barbecue sauce. I've not had Chick-fil-A's. Yeah. What's your favorite? Your favorite barbecue is Chick-fil-A, straight.
It depends on what the complement of the food is with it. See, that's
where
I get
complicated. See, I like barbecue sauce on my burger, though. I'm a little weird.
I'm not mad at that.
Carolina style.
Yeah, Carolina style burger. Yeah,
well, like, no, like a...
barbecue burger.
Bacon, cheese, barbecue. Mm. Mm.
Trying to cut back on the bacon right now.
Oh, okay.
In general.
I'm eating your share of
bacon. That's fine. You can. Absolutely.
You.
Somebody's got to do it for
care
me,
of
please.
It for you.
Let me just awkwardly watch you guys eat bacon. We can do that as a segment. I'll play-by-play you eating bacon. Let's try that one day.
I would eat on the radio if that was the bit. Just me eating bacon and you talking about it.
If you need me to go by Dunkin' and pick up a few strips of bacon in the morning.
Oh, Dunkin'? What? No.
Don't they have that? You can just buy strips of bacon.
It's called Snack and Bacon.
Noah loves them. Noah loves them bacon chips.
No.
Whatever those are.
What is it made from?
It's gotta
not
be.
Bacon.
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
Bacon-like product. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
How much more into bacon can you get than bacon?
Well, like, that's literally just pig. Strips of pig. What she was talking about, vanilla is like not really vanilla, but vanillin. Remember
that
Bell's Box was talking yesterday?
I've never looked at vanilla the same
vanillin?
Since yesterday.
Yeah, it's like bacon.
Everything I know is a lie.
Bacon with an I-N and an apostrophe at the end. Bacon.
He's an imposter.
Imposter bacon.
I wonder if we can get bacon-scented candles.
Oh, I bet she could do a bacon-scented candle.
That's actually... See, but I can't because then I want to eat the bacon.
You couldn't just smell it and enjoy it.
Maybe you could. What do they do out in California? What do they sniff the food and then eat the good food? Like sniff the salad or sniff the bacon in this case,
and then eat the salad. I did see a clip on my timeline where it was parents feeding their baby, mm-hmm. and the baby they put like that bacon in front of the nose,
so
and the baby would open, and then they put in the baby food in the baby's
terrible.
Mouth.
Silly baby didn't even know the difference.
Stupid baby, don't even know it's being tricked.
Don't talk about babies like that.
Terrible.
That sounds. I can't believe you said that.
I don't feel
breaking
that.
News. Baby hates babies.
Don't like animals. I don't like babies.
Mamie is proposing that all babies eat a bacon diet going forward, and that's it. Smothered in Wimpy sauce.
Yes, that's pretty for sure.
I want you to have some French fries and a Wham burger with it, too, while you had a baby. Gosh. Home ad shows up next. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You found something. You lost something. You got a birthday or anniversary? You can win something free every single day. Brian Summers and Joe Berg from Studio A. The newly rebuilt Studio A. I'm going to be up there in Statesville today sweeping floors or something at some point today. Love you, my kid.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.